This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Welcome back. Thank you all for hanging in there, damn it. Internet sucks, right? I mean, this is actually like the first time it's happened this badly that we've been doing this for the last couple of years. And just a mess. It's been like that. Like, it was happening during Pallet Rack City. The boys were still on, but I was off. And then Sean kind of came in and saved it. And, you know, that whole thing, it was just a mess. But apologies. Thank you for hanging in there. And obviously, thanks to Sean Stanley, as always, the best in the business, getting it done and carrying us like he always does. Great job by Ira and Clay doing their thing like they always do every Wednesday morning, talking a little Miami Heat. And they are right. We kind of, you know, the good thing about the Heat and the Panthers is we're going to have good things to talk about with the Heat and the Panthers. You know, that's the fun part. I mean, the Panthers are unfreaking defeated, man. They're going to go for 7-0 tonight. Remember, we want to see if they can get to 11-0, which would be the NHL record. All right? In 100 years, 10-0 is the max. And two teams have done that. Let's see how far the Panthers can go with this undefeated streak now. And these are the things that are going to build attention for the Panthers. They're going to rebuild the fan base. They're going to rebuild the loyalty. All of those things that they've never had, now they're going to be able to do that. They had a little taste of it in the mid-90s. But now that this team is sustainable, you know what the Dolphins were trying to do? And maybe they still can. Maybe all these players develop and you know, life is good. But the Panthers have achieved what the Dolphins wanted to achieve. What the Dolphins have set out to try to achieve, the Panthers have achieved that. They've got the young guys that have developed into really good players. They've got more young guys in the minors that are developing. They've got a group of veterans that are complementing the young guys. And they've got a great coach. They've got now a great front office, and they now have a chance to have a second straight winning season and a second straight year to go to the playoffs. So all of the kind of things that the Miami Dolphins are trying to develop, the Panthers have already developed. Now it's let the plan take its course, build up the wins, build up the excitement, build up the confidence, and you will get the dedication from the fans. You're going to see less and less empty seats as the year goes on. And the next year, you will then see pandemonium. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way South Florida rolls. You know what I mean? But you look at it, you know, Ira and Clay are right. You know, we need to change a little bit because, man, we, you know, every day to talk about how frustrated we are with the football team, it's tough, man. I need it personally for me. You know, I'm an all South Florida sports guy. So when UM won on Saturday, my Lord, that was awesome. Even though I know UM is not going anywhere and they're going to have a shit season when it's all said and done again, I don't care. That was sweet on Saturday. And we could use as much good news as possible. So let's hope the Panthers tonight keep it going against the Bruins, who are 3-1, by the way. So, you know, the Bruins are no slouch. That's going to be a tough game. The good thing is it's at home, and you got to love watching that Panther offense, man. They are awesome. Heat and Nets tonight. Nets are favored by 4.5. 7:30 tip for that one. And Atlanta and Inter. And that'll be, by the way, in Atlanta. That game's on the road. Atlanta is favored by 1.5 in that one. So that is what we got going on today. Thank you all. Good morning. Hope you all are doing well out there. Remember to smash the hell out of the like button. It is very important that you smash the like button and get the algorithms going. Subscribe, hit the notification bell. If you're listening on the podcast at any time, please smash the like button. Also, share the link with others like you've been doing. Appreciate all of you out there as always. Thank you. We crossed the 7,000 subscriber mark here on YouTube. Now let's work our way to 8,000 and 9,000 and 10,000, and let's build this baby up and continue to build this for what it is, the best sports talk show for South Florida sports fans in the world. That's what we're building here, so you guys can count on objective talk and get a variety of everything going on also in South Florida sports. We leave no one behind. Whether it's soccer, whether it's college football, whether it's the NBA, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NFL, you name it. Although we're not really talking much World Series, but we will talk Marlins. If they do their part, we can do our part. You know what I mean? It's kind of a two-way street, and you got to meet us halfway. So tonight, got a lot of things going on. Personally, for me, I'll have all that stuff recorded, but I am going to go see. I got to admit, I'm going to go with the wife to go enjoy a little psychedelic furs at the Revolution Live tonight. I gotta have a little, being cooped up as long as we were and being away from concerts, as long as I was, not all of you out there, because, you know, some of you don't have the same passion I have for music. But to be able to see the psychedelic furs tonight. And by the way, if you love the psychedelic furs, I just want you to know they still sound impeccable. Okay? Just like the Fix did the other night at Respectable Street. And so I'm glad this one, I don't have to drive nearly as far. This time I get off on Broward Boulevard. I'm not going all the way up to Palm Beach. So that's good. At least it's a little bit of a closer drive, you know, living in Kendall. So, you know, it's a little bit of a drive. But if you have never seen the furs, I'm just telling you, go tonight, man. It's going to be freaking awesome. It's always a great show. They always sound great. It's always a great vibe with the furs. Their music is just, it's so feel good. You know what I mean? And you walk out of there just going, wow, what an amazing show. What an amazing band. What an amazing voice also, which is just, you know, distinctive as hell. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful Wednesday. It's a beautiful SHIB Wednesday. SHIB has hit 60 now, which is just absolutely freaking phenomenal that SHIB has hit 60. Love that. Man, that is, to watch SHIB climb the way it has, it's pretty awesome. There was some guy that tweeted out at me, goes, what happened? I thought you said meme coins are crap coins. And I was like, no, dude, I never said that. I said Doge is a crap coin, but not SHIB. SHIB actually has technology to it. SHIB is up 42% right now. It's up to 65. Holy shit, it is climbing. It is exploding, dude. Wow, it is at 65 right now. Man, that thing is climbing. Keep climbing, baby. Keep climbing. Those of us that got SHIB, man, we are loving life right now. It's funny because the market went down a little bit. Bitcoin went down to 59,000, you know, and it was messing in the 62 area. And so now it corrected itself, which you kind of got to expect that, because when you have parabolic rises in any crypto, once you have a parabolic rise, there are certain people that bought at a lower number. And they want to get some profits, and they want to get out. $28, $35, $40. And so now they got up to 62, and they said, you know what? Let me take some profits. Let me get out a little bit. And that's what you're doing. So you'll get a little bit of a market correction. There's a dip. What have I told you all, right? Although it's a high dip to buy, but that's when you buy, because this thing's going to shoot to over 100 soon. So even if you get in at 59, you go to 100, you know what I mean? You're still, it's steady money. It's not like what's going on with SHIB. Think about this. Just an example for those of you that don't really imagine. Okay. Now let's just say, let's have some fun. 6 times 9 is 56, correct, Sean? Is that correct math? 6 times 9 is 56. Is that it?
No.
Am I right? No?
No.
What is it? Am I right?
6 times 9 is 54.
54. Okay, 54.
Yes.
54.
Yeah. I got a pork neck, but I got a mind.
Okay, so 54, right?
Yep.
So think about this. You put $100 on SHIB, okay, at 6. It's up to 60, but at 54, your money's gone 8 times over. You got $900 now sitting there for $100. See what I'm saying? So you put $1,000, you got $9,000. You put $10,000, you got $90,000. And so on and so forth. So it shows you that what's going on with SHIB is, you know, that thing's up in this year like 1,000,000% or something. It's just ridiculous the way it's up. But I'm just saying it's pretty amazing what's going on with SHIB and the way it's climbing. I am pretty shocked the way it's climbing. So some guy was like, well, I thought you said meme coins are shit coins. And I said, no, I never said that. I said Doge is a shit coin because it has nothing. There's no technology to it. Unless it's used as for purchasing, that's it. Nothing more. And Doge has kind of stayed stagnant now in the low to mid 20s. It hasn't really moved much while SHIB, it continues to climb. Why? SHIB has swap, like Pancake Swap and Uniswap, where you can swap one coin for another. If you want to buy Bitcoin and you want to sell your Ethereum for Bitcoin, you can do it. You can sell your Ethereum for SHIB. You can sell your SHIB for Matic. You can sell your Matic for, you know, Polkadot, whatever you want. Swaps are very, very popular. So that's one. They've got dApps on there. They've got staking. They've got, they're building a blockchain. They've got NFTs now. You know, I'm thinking of buying one of their NFTs, like cheap NFTs, because they're cheap. They're super cheap. And right now, you just never know if like 6 months from now, that NFT just explodes with the community. That's the other thing. They've built a community. The holders are going up. So it has technology. You know, so when you have staking pools, when you have all that, the stuff that Doge does not have staking pools. Doge does not have a swap. Doge does not have a blockchain because they can't. The technology is too old because Doge is it's the same technology of Litecoin and Bitcoin. It is an older technology, whereas SHIB is Ethereum. And so it's already much more modern, much faster, and it has more resources in order to build on the blockchain, something you cannot do with Doge. That's why Elon's talked a lot of shit about, oh, I'm working with Doge and trying to, and nothing's ever happened. Because for years, people have been trying to do something with Doge, and Doge can't go anywhere. But people don't know that they invest in Doge, that it's just a big ass, you know, helium balloon or hot air balloon. And it's just eventually it'll pop and that's it because there's no technology behind it. If SHIB decides to start burning coins, then those of you that have invested in SHIB, your investment is going to be worth a hell of a lot more. Because if less coins are in circulation, that will increase the value. Look what's going on with Bitcoin and Ethereum. They right now the crypto exchanges are at all time lows. They don't have enough Ethereum and Bitcoin anymore. They're starting to run out of it, which guess what that means? Boom. And they've burnt over 4 billion Ethereum since they started burning Ethereum about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, which, again, what's it going to do? Only increase the value of Ethereum. See, Bitcoin's already set. It's at 21 million coins. That's it. They've mined 18.8, I believe. So it's around 2.2 million coins are left to mine. And then once they've mined them, it's over. And that should be in the next 3 years, I believe. I think it is 3-4 years. They'll have mined all the coins. And then, oh my God, what's going to happen? And so, you know, look, I get those of you out there, by the way, that don't believe in crypto, don't know crypto, whatever. But don't talk shit. If you don't really know anything about crypto, don't talk about it, because then you're just looking stupid, like the same idiot that thought, oh my God, the internet, that's never going to work. Oh my God, emails. Oh, come on. Oh, cell phones, please give me a break. Oh, the planes are going to fly. You know, all these kind of things that have happened over the history of time. And people are like, oh my God, that's stupid. That'll never happen. And it takes over the world. That's what's going to end up happening. Why do you think now banks now, go check it out. I posted it yesterday. Banks now want to find out how they can get Bitcoin and hold it. Do you know why? They want to use it so it's part of their portfolio. They want to use it so they can loan money off of it. They want to use it because they know that if they don't get into digital currency, they are going to die. Okay, you're going to see bank buildings all over the place disappear. DeFi will eliminate that. You will have the power of being your own bank. I will have the power of being my own bank. I can already do that now. I already have my crypto out on loan. I'm already, while SHIB is gaining value for me, and so is Ethereum, and so is Bitcoin, I'm also lending it and making interest off of all of them. SHIB, I make 2%. Ethereum, I make 5.5%. Bitcoin, I make 4.5%. Matic, I make 10%. Comprende? Crypto, I make, crypto.com, Crow, I make, I believe it's 6 or 8%. So I have my money working for me in two ways. One, the crypto is gaining value, and one, it's working for me on loans. So I'm my own bank. Do you know that if you build up enough crypto that you could actually, if you needed money, you can take a loan off your own crypto, like at 2%? Try to get a loan out of the bank. See what percentage you're going to pay for a loan. These are things that people don't know and they don't understand. And they have their money sitting in a savings account getting 0.25% when they can move their savings account, move it over to crypto, buy a USDC coin, which is a stable coin, a $1 coin. It is backed by the US dollar. So you're not taking any risks. And you stake it and you get 10% off that money. So the money you have sitting in your savings account earning nothing, you can have it sitting as a USDC coin earning 10%. These are all things, like, if you don't understand crypto, I get it. It's intimidating. I was intimidated. I had no idea. I didn't believe in it 2 years ago. I didn't think it was anything, you know, oh my God, I like a lot of people. But then when you start to look in on it and you start to figure out how it's going to affect our world, you will realize, you know, how you use your email a lot more than you use your mailbox. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. It's just you have to be a little bit more open-minded and understand where our world is going. That's all. So when I see a guy in the morning tell me this, and it's like, I get it, dude. You don't know anything about crypto. You don't follow it. You don't study it. So that's cool. That's understandable. But don't comment on it because it makes you sound stupid. So you don't know anything about it. So if you don't know anything about it, that's fine. You know? If you want to argue with me about something that might be decentralized and something that is centralized or whatever, and that happens in crypto, and you have to be careful with that. But these are the kind of things that we want to talk about. But, you know, this whole hocus pocus stuff that, oh my God, it's a Ponzi scheme, it's fake, it's not real, that's just ignorance being spewed because you hear one idiot say it, so you just follow along because both idiots don't know jack shit about crypto. So they just throw that out there. Oh, planes will never fly. It'll never happen. Let's see. Jason Davis is pretty sure that the Finns fans that want Watson are willing to be his next massage therapist. Well, we have some developments. First of all, let's talk about Ian Rappaport. Ian, did I not? I thought I had this thing ready to go. Damn it. I thought I had it ready to go and I screwed up. My bad. I apologize. So Ian Rappaport has tweeted out now about the Panthers. And so apparently the Panthers are not interested at the moment in Deshaun Watson. So Rap Sheet, as you can see here, you can see it there. Okay, good. It says sources, owner David Tepper and the Panthers are not expected to pursue Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson at this time. The quarterback has only waived his no trade clause for the Dolphins. So now you're not competing against anybody. You're not negotiating against anybody. You don't really have to give them the end, you know, the end all be all stuff. And say, if you're smart here, okay, the Panthers, I'm telling you, they're doing this because this is their last time to deal them without knowing the outcome. And I saw the Barry Jackson tweet, and I'm not sure if any of you saw the Barry Jackson tweet, which I want to say funny on behalf of Stephen Ross, because it comes off pretty silly and stupid and ignorant and unrealistic. So apparently this is let me pull up the tweet for you from Barry Jackson last night. And so in the tweet, he puts, Houston Chronicle reports Dolphins and Texans have agreed on trade terms for Watson, but Dolphins want his legal issues resolved before committing deal. Good luck with that, Barry writes. Says Chronicle suggests Ross wants clarity from Goodell on length of potential suspension. Good luck with that. So I tweet back, Ross expects Goodell to turn into Miss Cleo. Because, I mean, seriously, how is Roger Goodell going to know if he's guilty or not and what he's guilty of? Because we have no idea. And you've got the criminal complaints being investigated and we don't know the results of that. You know, sometimes I think people think that, like, the cops are going to give all the information to the NFL in the middle of their investigation. Of course, because that league keeps great secrets. The league that releases medical information on players, the league that, you know, I mean, give me a break. It's just, it's a joke. So Stephen Ross, well, I want to make the trade, but I want to know, are you going to suspend them? How long are you going to suspend them? For what are you going to suspend them? You know what I'm saying? So that, to me, you're not negotiating against anybody now. So don't go giving them the world anymore. You have some leverage now. The player only wants to be on your team and nobody else is trading for the player. Now, here's where you got to play hardball if you're the Dolphins. Now, I'm just talking about generalities here. I'm not for this trade. I just don't like, I think this creates a bigger mess because you're now going to give up resources. And what if the picks and the young players that you have now don't develop, then you're bringing Deshaun Watson onto a terrible team. And the only thing that's going to happen to Deshaun Watson is he's going to lose and get injured. So I'm not really for this move. Plus, Deshaun Watson has proven to me that he can't be trusted. You know, Tua, I can trust with my life. That I know he's not going to ever be an idiot. That's like money in the bank. Good dude. I think he can be a hell of a player. Do I worry about injury history? Of course. That makes me, you know, very nervous. Of course. I'm not going to lie to you guys on that. I've never lied about that. I've been very open about that. His injury history is the one thing that would have scared me away from him from drafting him in the first place. But I believe he can play. I'm convinced he can play. I'm not for this trade. But if you're going to make this trade, I'm just saying at this moment, you have the leverage. You're negotiating against yourself. Nobody is stepping up. Now, I also have to say, as much as I want Greer and Flo to succeed, as much as I want Ross to succeed, it's still pretty dumb to trade for a guy that's got all these legal issues hanging. I would never make this trade in a million years. But I am saying right now that at the moment, you have all the leverage if you're the Dolphins. We'll see how this is all handled. Remember, 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the program, you can also reach out to us on Twitter at Big O Show. Remember to smash the like button. And if you want to make a donation to the program and assist us in growing, Cash App or Venmo, Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. And sign up, baby.
All right. Looks like we lost O again. I'll stay on here real quick. And looks like he froze up, or now he just dropped. So look at some of the chats here with you guys. He was just talking about the Deshaun Watson trade, looking at some of these things. I am terrible at pronouncing names, but I'm going to try it. Jorge Luis Ochoa. Big O, there are some Tua haters on your chat, man. I'm tired of these toxic people polluting the Fins atmosphere. That's what's up. Tua needs to be humble and keep developing under another team. He can be a top 15 QB one day, and that's kind of the feeling here on the Big O Show, myself included, is I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I just don't know if it's going to be with the Miami Dolphins, and we'll have to see at that. And Big O is okay. He's having some internet problems. Maybe the people don't want him talking about the Deshaun Watson issue, or maybe it's, you know, maybe Stephen Ross, he just cut his internet because he was talking about how dumb of a trade it would be. And I am on that as well. Watson team playing with O's internet. More than likely that is. Dolphins cutting the feed for Big O. Man of 1,005 holds. WQAM cutting Big O's internet connection. Hey, you never know. Let's see here. Time to let us know all your good ideas, bro. We know you got some. See, Chris, you got a lot more confidence in me than I have myself now. Just kidding. No, I, you want my take on this whole Deshaun Watson thing? It's to me a desperate move right now. But also now, when you look at everything, the Dolphins, if they play it right, are in position to get an elite quarterback. Now, what does that mean for Tua? I'm not sure. Uh-oh, here we go. Darren Lee, everybody talking about the pork neck. It's right here. See it right there? It's gobbling a little bit right there, the turkey neck. It's all good. And NorCal says, Sean here, a lot of people saying they are mad after last night. What did I miss? NorCal, I'm not sure. I guess maybe the developments in the Deshaun Watson trade where it looks like everything is done. Stephen Ross is just waiting to get confirmation from Roger Goodell, which we don't know if Roger Goodell has that information, to basically consummate the deal. Basically, my understanding and from the reporting that I've seen is that he has, everything's been set up as far as the swap between the two teams. It's just waiting on to find out where the NFL stands on suspending Deshaun Watson and what that means for the, I guess, the outcome of the trade. All the crypto right now, I leave that to O. He knows about the, let me see, I think Camflow, I think, is starting at 11, I believe. I do not have that. I will double check and see if they're going to throw it up on their YouTube channel or Twitter. So usually they start at about the top of the hour. So what we'll do is top of the hour, if I'm still here, I will take a break. And when I come back from break, we'll try to go into the press conference. Who needs Big O? And we got Sean Thomas. Trust me, you want Big O. The man knows his stuff. I'm just here talking, man. I'm a chatter. That's all I do. With this trade pending, do you sit Tua against Buffalo just in case? No, I think Tua's got to play because now if he has a good game against Buffalo, if you're going to trade him, that ups his value. If you're sitting him, to me, that doesn't mean you're kind of, you've already, degraded his value, right? As far as everything they've done to him, at least let his play on the field try to bring up that value for a trade. I mean, you've already down-talked him and then had the team turn against him, fans turn against him, and everything else. At least somebody will take advantage of maybe the play on the field and give us something in return for Tua. Dougie Fresh, Sean, what's your story? Basically, I've been a producer behind the scenes for about 5 years now. Came on with Big O at 1210, stayed with them through Onside, and now I'm here running the Big O, basically YouTube and podcasting and everything like that, helping out with the videos, editing, and all the graphics you see as well. That's kind of what I do. I like to talk radio. I like to talk sports. I like to talk Dolphins, Hurricanes, all that stuff. Also like to talk wrestling, which not a lot of people like to talk about, but that is one of my things. I was an independent pro wrestler here in South Florida, and I moved on from that now. As you can see, the poundage and the pork neck, as everybody says. Sean, favorite food at Sports Grill? It's just food. Nah, but also the special grilled wings, barbecue garlic is my go-to. But lately I've been liking the shrimp and grits, or we call them the two-in grits as well. So, you know, again, a lot to get to here. Let's see here. Sean's awesome. Producer Donald also. Yes, I do. AEW is amazing. Yes, I agree. They're doing a great job. But also, I don't know how many people are wrestling fans and want to hear about AEW and WWE and all that stuff when you got Deshaun Watson sitting out there and the trade talk. I'm going to grow one too, Sean, a nice round one, pork neck. Willie, we can all have goals, my friend. But if you ever get this, you may have met your goal. Sean, what was your wrestling name identity? I went under Sean Allen, the Sean Allen. I wrestled as a Blackheart under a mask, and I came in because I was in the military. I got out in 93 or 99, and I was named Tank Morgan. And I wrestled under a military gimmick for a few years in Fort Pierce, some of the areas around that area. Now I see why he has so much problems here. Tank McBride, WWE is a dying brand, I believe. Here's the problem that I see with that, and I apologize. I know you guys probably want to hear talk on Dolphins and everything else. WWE will never die. Why? Because they've got the money. They've got the backing. I mean, they're going to Saudi Arabia twice a year for $55 million a trip. You're not going to die. They might be dying in the eyes of the fans and their attendance and stuff like that. But money-wise, people love to watch them. I mean, look at the stuff that's on Raw right now. Terrible. They're still drawing more than what AEW is. And that's on USA. I'm not even going to go with Fox because Fox is always going to outdraw AEW and Raw and all that because it's a national syndicate and everybody can get Fox. Did you ever wrestle anyone famous? I wrestled Kevin Sullivan. I was on a card. And again, going back, showing my age, I was on a card. I didn't get to wrestle them, but I did a run-in and got hit with a fork by Abdul the Butcher. Terry Funk, Dusty Rhodes, and Kevin Sullivan, all of them were in a match. You guys are doing a great job for your Miami community, man. Thanks again for keeping us updated with sports news, reporting. Always listening to you guys. Jorge, Luis, appreciate it. NorCal, thank you for your service. Always, man. That's what it's about, right? You got to give. My thing when I was growing up, 17, didn't know what I was going to do. Went in the military, and it was the best thing that ever did anything that I did. Let's see. I just hate how WWE did CM Punk. Also, that did a little bit of that little bit to do with CM Punk as well. You know, I mean, again, look, you're paid to do a job, and I get it. They're independent contractors and things like that. But it's like every job too. You're gonna get your good, your bad. 90 MFC when I was an intern at for Big O at 560, I was able to meet Jericho in studio, my favorite wrestler. Thank you, O. Let me tell you something. Jericho is very good on the mic, and also he understands how to change and become a superstar in today's eyes as well. Big O, thanks for the content. Been a Fins fan nearly 50 years. Love what we have. Same passion for our team, and I love that you say it like it is. And that is one thing you get from Big O, right? Brutal honesty. That's what he always says. Whether you like it or don't like it, yeah. It's like Ric Flair says, you're probably going to have to learn to love it because it is what Big O is. Maybe Dubai can sponsor a few trips with Big O Show. I wish, Darren. Dougie Fresh, thank you, sir. The Super Chat, props to Sean. Most people be frozen in the headlights, but you're just rolling with it. Mad props, Sean. Hey, that's what I do. I can talk a little bit. Again, I got a face and a body for radio, so it's got to do something with it, right? Pork Neck Pounder, PNP. I think I like that. That is a good wrestling name there, Willie Marina. Let's see. What was worse, the way WWE did CM Punk or the way the Dolphins did Tua? Frankie Fresco, good question. I'm going to have to go with the Dolphins and Tua because here's why. CM Punk can control the fan narrative, right? He can come out. When you're in football in the NFL, it's a little different than what you are when you're in the NFL. I'm sorry. When you're in the NFL, it's different than when you're with WWE. WWE, you can sit there and go on social media and you can, you know, get the fans on top of you and everything else. You can't do that in the NFL. So I think what the Dolphins have done, I mean, it would be like putting CM Punk on a roster full of me. Just a bunch of Shawns running around and then CM Punk. That's what you got with Tua right now. What branch, Vaughn 954? I was in the Marine Corps. Rather listen to you than Camflow right now. See Dola, thank you, sir. Sean sending you good vibes from the UK. Where did that go? Doing a great job. You're a natural broadcaster. I don't know about natural, but it was good. Joseph Bassetti, I was in the Navy for over 20 years. What branch you serve in? It was the Marine Corps. And also, Joseph, thank you for your service. Cal Groh, West Coast Veterans, what up? Sir, thank you for your service. 2016 through 2021, Worldwide Dolphin Clubs brings a family that served our country to Miami for an all-expenses-paid weekend. We thank you all, NorCal. It's awesome. And Worldwide Dolphin Fan Club as well. And that's the one thing that, you know, and again, with the NFL, I get it. They, you know, it's a sponsor and the things like that. But I love when they do the, you know, give back to the veterans. And the Panthers do a great thing. They honor usually a veteran before the home games and everything like that. Caddyshack 5987, at least I can trust Sean to be honest. If I wanted to hear a liar like Camflow, I'd call my ex. Touche. I agree. Jericho has evolved in wrestling throughout the years, which kept him relevant 100%. Sean, ever consider making shorts over long video clips here? Daniel, are you referring to the Big O Show or are you referring to myself? Big O, we are looking at that as well. Yes, that's one of the things. We're looking for different ideas for different ways to grow our content here as well. So any ideas you have, make sure you always hit up the email, bigoradioshow@yahoo.com. Text line, is always checking that. We're trying to get a little bit better at checking the YouTube comments as well, myself and him, to make sure, because again, that's another avenue we get to connect with you guys. And you guys are really commenting. We appreciate everything you're doing there on the YouTube channel. Here's why Watson, Kai Lazenby, here's why the Watson trade is positive. It finally gives us a chance to be more the mediocre. I don't know that Watson changes any needle on this team. I mean, you know, said it yesterday. He was on a team in Houston that was 4-12. That team, he probably won a couple of those games on his own, yes, but the team was still 4-12 around him. What on this team you bring Watson in makes it that much better right now? I don't know. We'll definitely be the story, I guess, going forward, but it wouldn't be about anything on the field. It'd probably be more about the off the field. Is the NFL rigged? Always Sunny. If Deshaun Watson gets traded and he gets to play, I might have to start leaning that way. I'm not going to lie to you. CM Punk with a pipe bomb on the McMahon. Talking about Stephanie and Vince. Great promo. John Viaros, 100% agree. And now, I introduce you back to the man that you've all been waiting for. Finally, here's the Big O.
Yeah, for now, maybe. I don't know what the hell is going to go on. There is something going on in our hood, bro. I'm just saying, it is some screwed up shit going on with the internet, and I really apologize. Thank you all out there for hanging in there, man, and supporting the hell out of us. Very nice, and smash that like button, by the way. But thank you all out there, man. Very, very nice for you to hang in there and support us. Sean, as always, you are a stud, sir. Thank you. Without you, I'd be very lost. NorCal says, Big O has always been a very interactive with his listeners, followers, 2008 till present. He's a daily listen. Thanks for making, wait a minute, NorCal says, thanks for making this platform great with Big O. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you out there. Thank you. And congratulations to you, NorCal. So nice job by you, sir. Kick that ass. Good news for NorCal. All right. So let's see what we got going on. Let me fix one more thing here that I got going on in my studio, and we are set. Let's see. There we go. Chris Adams comes in with the first super chat of the day. Thank you, Chris. The shadow government is preventing you from teaching us all about crypto, trying to keep us all dumb slaves, LOL. that's awesome. And Michael Cody says, we love you, Big O. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Thank you.